Maria and Chad Show, Friday morning, finding out what's coming into the theaters today and through the weekend. It's time for your cool movie review brought to you by Valley Honda Dealers. We go live to Hollywood now to talk to our movie princess. Good morning, Cecily.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
A lot of singing going on.
Okay, can we just start with Unsane? This is directed by Soderbergh, who promised he was retiring. Remember that? You can't keep saying that it's your last movie if it's not your last movie.
Well, the Eagles do that. Who else is on their last tour?
Cher.
Rolling Stones. Oh my gosh, Cher's retired like 20 times.
Brett Favre came back and quit.
Yeah.
It's like the people who say they're getting off Facebook, and you're like, oh no, what will I do if you get off Facebook? And they're like, they make a big deal. They're like, see ya. And then the next day, they're like posting a which Seinfeld character are you quiz. And they're like, you
So true.
So this movie, which was shot on an iPhone 7, honestly, had the feel of a thriller that was shot on an iPhone 7.
Mm.
The budget seemed like it was about maybe $8. It's very student filmy, but I think that's on purpose. The acting from some of them, not bad, but Soderbergh has this thing where he likes to use non-actors like Clint Eastwood does.
Oh, it's cheaper.
It's a lot cheaper, and for me, it's super annoying. The basic idea of the movie is, you know, is she or isn't she sane, which could have been a very interesting idea, and then they just completely messed it up. I can't tell you how they messed it up plot-wise, but trust me, I don't want to give you a spoiler. And also, I was thinking about this. If I shot a movie on my phone, right, on an iPhone, there would just be constant pop-ups like, you want to beat your score in Candy Crush? Like, the whole movie would rate your Uber driver. So good on him for not having that. The rest is really bad. I've seen worse, again, so it's not an F. Some people are liking this. I got to say, I'm a little below the curve here, but I can't go higher than like a D+. I thought it was actually kind of awful, honestly, just awful, but I wanted to like it.
When I first saw the trailer, it had a hint of American Horror Story Asylum.
Totally. It had a hint of a lot of things. There were a lot of, you know, references to other movies, and again, I know he was trying to go for subtle student film, but it was bad. More the writing, but it was just bad.
So she is sane or she isn't sane?
I can't tell you that.
Oh.
Actually, I don't know if we ever really find out.
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Okay. Well, also opening is Pacific Rim Uprising, the sequel to Pacific Rim. Fun fact, this film was written by a robot named Sparkles. I made that up. I just wanted to see if you were, just because it could have been. It's exactly what it's supposed to be, a robot versus dinosaur CGI monster fest. I like John Boyega, who stars. It's basically born from the mind of a 12-year-old boy who likes robots and loud video games,
okay,
plus a lot of international funding, it seems. It's a hard pass for me.
Oh.
But if you like the first one, you know, if you love Pacific Rim and like it, this is kind of more Transformers-y even, then sure. I mean, go for it. And a quick tease to leave you on a good note. I have seen Isle of Dogs, the latest stop-motion animation from Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
You guys won't get it for a couple of weeks. You might get, there might be a sneak or something this weekend.
Yeah, not this weekend. Next week, I think Harkins is going to show it in some theaters.
Okay, good, because this is the good news. It's just absolutely lovely and weird and whimsical. Of course, it's Wes Anderson, and it's a big A-. I will do a bigger review when that comes out.
Okay.
When you know you're able to see it, but that is at least something to look forward to.
I watched the trailer, and I told producer Abe, this looks like a big pile of poop.
Because of the dogs?
I just did. I was so out of it, like halfway through the trailer, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to see this movie.
I will tell you, I saw it at the press, like on the Fox lot, so with mostly press, and I would say, like, I don't want to give an exact percentage, but like, I would say 40% of the audience was sleeping at some point during the screening. I was really, but I mean, I think that that's kind of a nice soothing thing.
Huh, okay.
People, my friend who I brought was sleeping, a couple critics were snoring.
Sounds like a great movie.
I can't wait to spend my money on this.
It's to me so much better than robots and dinosaurs fighting, but I love Wes Anderson, so it's sort of like, we'll get into all that. But,
okay,
but trust
sounds
me
good.
I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.